Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show, Sound Effect. Jennifer Wing is our host, and she has this next story.
Today's theme is the old me, and we are changing all the time by new experiences, people we meet, the work that we do. And you might start a career loving your job, and years later, you might have a completely different feeling about your work. Father Antonio Ias is the pastor for St. Matthew San Mateo Episcopal Church in Auburn, Washington. And on the day we meet, he gives me a tour of a building behind the church. He points to a sign on the door that reads,
"No human being is illegal. We are all humans, right?" No.
St. Matthew San Mateo is a sanctuary church. If an undocumented person or an entire family wanted to stay away from immigration agents and try to avoid being deported, they could live here for a while. No one is being housed here right now, but Father Ias wants the community in this small town that fades into farmland to know that this is a safe place. Just a few years ago, Father Ias was someone who wouldn't have necessarily been welcomed here. Starting in 1988, he was Agent Ias. He worked for the Department of Immigration and Naturalization Service and U.S. Customs. Today, it's U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Antonio's job was to find men and women who were undocumented, people who committed a crime, and to build a case against them so they could be removed from the United States.
It was very rewarding trying to remove or put behind bars someone who would make life miserable for another human being as a young agent. At the end of the day, I seriously believe that one was doing the right thing, locking up people who do bad, bad things out there.
So how did this man go from doing this kind of work to becoming a priest declaring that everyone is legal? Antonio was born and raised on the west side of Puerto Rico, a part of the island with beautiful beaches and pineapple fields. He moved to Connecticut for high school, and then he stayed there for college. He studied history. He never intended to work in law enforcement. When he was just out of college, he went to a job fair. The federal government was on a hiring spree for new immigration agents.
And ironically, I came across this agency because President Ronald Reagan had signed 2 years earlier the Immigration Reform and Control Act, which was the law back in the late 80s that granted amnesty, and over 3 million undocumented immigrants became legal permanent residents, and many of those are nowadays citizens. That was my beginning of my professional career.
When you were a special agent, would you have been directed to go after populations that are being targeted today?
You don't know where the current administration is coming from, because everybody becomes a priority. So you can have from a single mom of two U.S. citizen children being arrested and removed. At the same time, you could have the criminal alien walking the street because you are putting concentrating resources all over the place. So I don't see an organized way of establishing priorities. That's the difference of what I can see now.
When you were doing the work as an immigration officer, it sounds like it would be correct to say you're very proud of the work that you did during those years.
Yes, I thought I was doing the right thing and that I was being effective in what I was doing.
Why did you want to get out?
I started thinking about it, and after several years as an agent, as I looked more and got older in age, got more gray hair and life experience, I began to see the inequities or injustice in the system, how some people can get away with it, and sometimes the most vulnerable are sometimes even victims of the system. So it's the inequality and the, I would say now, and it's my belief, some of the policies are very unjust.
Was there a specific case or an example, a human interaction that you had on the job that made you start to feel that way?
One example that I still carry to this day, it's in an enforcement action in Queens, in New York, that was a priority back then, fining employers who hired undocumented immigrants. And in one of those enforcement actions, I remember coming across a young woman from Colombia, a very hard worker that you could see, a person that was trying to make the American dream a reality in her life. No criminal record, no criminal association. Her only crime, per se, was that she was here undocumented. And that day, she ended up being removed because she was working, no documents. And again, someone with no criminal record, a young lady in school, you know, she was trying to live the American dream, and it all collapsed. Through the actions of an enforcement action, she was removed. So that's very unfair when there is no recourse because of the way the laws are written and policy is written. There is no waiver in the statutes to grant this person the benefit of staying or adjusting her undocumented status. So those are real stories that you can see. It's, you know, it's people that you're dealing with. So that's one case in particular, but many cases make you think about it.
With that young woman, what did you say to her at the time? What was your conversation with her?
There is not much that one can say or one can deviate from the process because of the legal system that it's in place. So not much interaction as a human being.
It was that inability to speak, to reach out human to human, that tore Antonio up inside. He retired 10 years early and entered the priesthood with the Episcopal Church. The calling to this religious vocation was a constant voice he shared with few people. The work he is doing today is so different from his old job. As an agent, he would ask people, "Do you have proper documentation?" Today,
I don't ask anybody if they are undocumented or documented. And even sometimes I don't even ask people where they are from. We are all humans from the planet.
Just as Father Antonio didn't speak about his desire to become a priest with his federal agent coworkers, he doesn't speak much about his past to his parishioners. But if he is asked, he's completely transparent. In fact, on one of the bookcases in his office, there's a certificate. It's from March 1st, 2003, and it says this: "Be it known that Antonio Ias is a founding member of the Department of Homeland Security." The few times undocumented parishioners have sought advice from Father Antonio, they not only have found a sympathetic ear from a man who wants to be an agent of change, but a man of faith who knows much more than the average priest about current immigration laws and policies.